Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien. Bozeman's Stacy Haugland never thought she'd live to see the day when gay marriage would be legalized nationwide. The Supreme Court today guaranteed that right.
I assumed by being a lesbian I would never have a job, own a home. I would always be an outcast in society. You know, you just expect not to be included. I'm approaching 50, so this is a long lifetime thing, and so I'll cry talking about it. It's just an amazing moment.
Haugland and her partner, Mary Leslie, are veterans of the long debate over same-sex marriage rights. They were one of six couples represented by the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana in an earlier lawsuit seeking domestic partnership recognition. Haugland says her partner lost everything years ago after her partner's ex-girlfriend was killed in a workplace accident.
The woman's estranged parents were able to come, empty out the house, empty out the checkbook. Mary had to sell her home. She had no say in where her partner was buried. She never got to see her body. Huge, huge traumatic incident that was made so much worse because of the lack of any relationship protection.
Haugland says the Supreme Court's ruling means everyone now enjoys the same rights and benefits provided by marriage.
It really matters in the practical survival day-to-day ways of living, whether or not your relationship is recognized.
Not everyone in Montana thinks the ruling is a victory.
Well, we think it's disastrous on several levels.
That's Jeff Laszlofy of the Montana Family Foundation. Laszlofy wrote the 2004 constitutional amendment that successfully banned gay marriage in Montana.
The ruling negated the popular vote of a vast majority of states in the nation. So basically, the people of the United States feel that marriage should be defined as a union between a man and a woman. And we have five unelected judges on the Supreme Court that feel otherwise. And in this case, the opinion of the court trumps the will of the people.
Republican Senator Steve Daines released a statement today echoing that disappointment in the Supreme Court's decision. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke says the ruling undermines religious freedom and usurps the rights of Montana and other states that have chosen to define marriage within their states. ACLU of Montana's Nikki Zupanik.
I'd say that's disappointing.
A federal judge lifted Montana's ban on gay marriage last fall. That decision was prompted by a case brought by the ACLU of Montana. But a cloud of uncertainty remained over same-sex weddings in Montana until today.
Most Montanans support the ability of same-sex couples to protect each other and to take care of each other. And an overwhelming majority of Americans all across the country, roughly 60%, support the right to marriage specifically. So times have changed.
The Montana Family Foundation's Jeff Laszlofy says even more is at stake than traditional values and the will of voters. He maintains the court essentially ruled that mothers and fathers are irrelevant.
We know that the vast majority of marriages where there's a mother and a father in an intact home with their biological children, that the children do the very best in that circumstance. And so although you can find situations where children do less well in the same setting, for the vast majority of kids, that's where they do best, and that's what we should set as public policy.
Come out of the dark ages.
Bozeman's Stacy Haugland.
And we have subjected our children to tons of studies to establish that the children of lesbians and gays function as well, if not better, than the children raised in heterosexual homes.
Haugland says today is about celebrating family, all kinds of families.
It's about saying that the children who have gay and lesbian parents can feel secure that if something happens to one of their parents, they're still going to be taken care of because that relationship was respected by our legal structures.
The Family Foundation's Jeff Laszlofy maintains this discussion isn't over. He says the court has made blunders in the past and points to the Roe v. Wade abortion, Citizens United, campaign finance, and the Dred Scott decisions as evidence. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox defended Montana's constitutional marriage amendment, which was before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Fox says he no longer has any reason to do so in light of today's development. He says he disagrees with the Supreme Court's ruling, but acknowledges it's now the law of the land. Governor Steve Bullock and Senator John Tester, both Democrats, issued statements today praising the decision. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.